Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Genuine Chit Chat. This week I am once again joined by Nick and Kira of the This Is The Best Thing podcast, as well as my glorious self-proclaimed co-host, Megan. Now, if you tuned in last week, you'll know that this conversation just goes here, there, and everywhere. It's just a big sort of mess in the best possible way. There's no subject that we stick to for like a specific long period of time, I'd say, apart from we have a discussion about music for a little bit. But apart from that, the conversation jumps from all kinds of different things, including Disney films, why Nick started a couple of podcasts, our time on YouTube, me and Kira both separately, just in when we were younger on YouTube a little bit and things like that, or on YouTube, we put videos on YouTube. We talk about Rick Astley and Frankie Valli in the sort of musical chat and that sort of thing. So it's just a mix of loads of different subjects, nothing that we really stick to for that long. So that's what you can expect in this episode. As you can hear, my voice is a little bit croaky. Just to clarify, when I recorded this, it wasn't. It's just going to be in this intro. I might be getting a little bit ill, so you don't have to worry about that. You may, if you're someone who really hates sort of mouth noises, for some reason, partway through this podcast, my glorious guests and my co-host a little bit, I can't remember if I joined in or not, but basically started making strange mouth noises, you know, like sort of things. Just it makes sense when you listen to the podcast, in a sense, kind of. It's quite just silly and us fooling around. But if you really, really hate that stuff, there's that. And I think there's a little bit of clicking, like clicking your fingers. I can't remember if that was in part one of this. But if those things don't bother you and you're, you know, interested in just hearing a four-person conversation that just kind of darts from here, there, and everywhere and doesn't really stick to any one subject, then this is the great one for you. And we'll just say this is going to be the last episode before Christmas. I'll be back in the new year and I'll talk more about that at the end. And just before that gets started, there'll be a quick promo for the One Where Show podcast, and yeah, then the whole chat will get started. So I'll speak to you guys at the end.
Hi, my name is Nathan Gibbons. I'm a comedian from London, and about a year ago I thought to myself, what is the world missing? What does society need more of desperately? And the answer is obviously another comedy podcast. So listen to my show, where I interview your next favourite comedians about themselves and a sitcom they either love or hate. It's called The One Where Show. I mean, I bet you can't guess where I got that from, can you? And it's from Apple Podcasts. So it's The One Where Show. I'm Nathan Gibbons. You are going to be my listeners. Thanks very much.
Welcome to Genuine Chit Chat, where we have honest conversations with interesting people. And I'm your host, Mike Burton. Aaron, the podcast episode you've got recorded for I've forgotten the name, so I'm going to look.
This is
there.
The best thing.
There you go.
Yep.
I was trying to look at my notes subtly, but I can't really read
it. Right, no worries.
So, all good, yeah. I'll put a link in the description when I remember to post it and things. But what else, have you got any ideas what you're going to tackle going forward? Like, as in, obviously at the moment it's Christmassy, vaguely stuff, I assume, because it's coming up to Christmas, but then...
We've talked about it, haven't we? But no.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so...
No. We were going to do, like, best...
Robbie Williams poses, best take that shoes.
Yeah.
What are your favourite?
Best take that.
I have a list.
Best take that member.
No.
Who do you think the best take that member is?
Mark Owen.
The Jason one that's Orange. On the back of his phone.
Yeah.
Right. And what was yours?
I mean, Robbie Williams is the answer, but.
Who isn't actually.
Does he actually count because he's so in it so frequently?
Well, if you're going to question things like
the
that.
Current lineup.
The current lineup.
I meant it all Mark over. Owen. I meant since. How has it always been?
Okay.
Oh, Robbie
Still
Williams.
Mark Owen.
Right.
No.
Probably
do they all sing? Is that
yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know. We never heard a Jason Orange song.
Of course he has.
Of course you have.
Jason Mraz, right? Jason Orange.
Jason the Orange fifth
one.
Take That.
The other one in Take That.
The one that left.
He's the other one.
The other one
that no one knows about.
Yeah.
There's always another one. It's like in Blue. There was the three that you knew, and then there was the other one.
Yeah. There was Simon Webb, Lee Ryan, Anthony Costa, and the other one.
Okay.
No, Anthony Costa was the other
one.
Yeah,
Anthony
Lee was the one that was there. It was Simon Duncan Lee.
Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
Duncan from Blue.
Duncan from Blue. James, there wasn't a James.
No, Duncan James.
It was Duncan James. So yeah, there was Duncan, Simon, and Lee, and then there was the other one, which was
Anthony Costa.
James. This non-existent person in Blue, the fifth member.
When it comes to like boy band members, like even in One Direction, I don't think I can name them all. There's Harry Styles, Zayn Malik, and then two others.
There's Harry, Zayn, Louis.
There's five members of One Direction. I thought
I wouldn't. I can't name them all.
Harry, Louis, Niall, Zayn,
Niall,
and Liam.
Liam's the one that had a baby with Cheryl Cole.
Correct. Bear Pain.
Wait,
Bear Pain.
Wait, was Cheryl Cole?
Bear Pain.
Isn't she like substantially older than everyone?
Yeah, but they're not together anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it normal. How was the age difference?
Quite a lot.
Like 15 years?
She was in his audition.
Yeah, she auditioned on X Factor.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And he winked at her in the audition.
Gross.
And that was the starting bud of their romance.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, for him, fair play. To her, gross and weird, why would you do that? But to him, fair play. Not gross and weird necessarily,
she's got
but it's
a baby
like,
now, so.
With her, it's like Cheryl Cole, because obviously she's obviously a very attractive woman, she could probably get almost anyone she wanted, and then she settles for someone who's 15 years younger than her in a boy band. It's like, could probably do better than that.
I would.
Yeah.
What, Cheryl Cole or Liam?
Liam.
Both settle with someone in a boy band.
You sleep with someone who's in a boy band. I'm sure I could find a few people who probably are in boy bands.
I don't want that.
So you define as a boy band.
This is my girlfriend.
Hello.
Huh?
This is my girlfriend. This is my broader one. Just
everyone know.
What we've been talking about is how much you both love Take That and Robin Williams. So I thought
calling him Robin Williams.
Robin
that is a different person.
I meant
a
different man. You know I mean Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, but your American audience won't. They'll think you mean Robin Williams.
That is true. Yeah.
Not the genie from Aladdin.
Will Smith.
No.
Have you seen the new Aladdin film? Do you like it?
I didn't dislike it, but the original is far greater.
I haven't seen the original, but I do like the.
You haven't seen the original Aladdin.
But
you've watched the remake.
With you?
Why would you watch a remake of Aladdin?
Have you not seen the original Aladdin?
You haven't seen it.
Right, fuck going climbing later. We're going to
watch Aladdin.
I think we've got Aladdin, haven't we, on DVD?
Probably. Wait, let's educate him.
I'm not doing that. I'm not watching it again.
Prince Ali, Handsome as He, Ali Ababwa.
Oh, I love the songs. Like, but I know the Will Smith
also
versions.
In the new Aladdin they don't have mine and my brother's favourite line. Which in is? That song there's a bit where they go, we got the monkeys and that's not in the new version. I'm very disappointed.
What other Disney films have you not seen?
Some.
Remember the other day when I said about Lady and the Tramp?
So
do you not realise that was a film?
Hang on, wait,
so funny.
Do you want to tell it?
No, you tell it. Right. I'll tell it better if it's not good.
We went to Bella Italia the other day and she ordered spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
It was pomodoro, but whatever.
She ordered spaghetti. And she was like, oh, it's like Lady and the Tramp.
Funny.
Have you seen that? And I was like, well, I've only seen...
the dog version.
The Disney dog version. Because I had...
the film.
I had assumed it was like a
dogs.
Story about people that Disney, like, Disneyfied.
Robin Hood. You thought it was like what Robin Hood did.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought it was. Yeah, and I'm wrong.
You mean you've seen version. The film? You were like, yeah, the one with the dogs.
It's a great film.
It's a great film.
I can barely remember it.
Right, Disney. Have you seen Hercules?
Yes.
What are those?
Have you seen Mulan?
No.
Oh, you should watch Mulan.
I hadn't seen that until recently. I watched it once when I was so young, I barely remember.
Have you seen...
Pocahontas.
Yes.
Have you seen...
Dumbo.
Yes.
Lion King.
Yes.
Jungle Book.
Yes.
Have you seen the new Jungle Book?
Yes.
No.
Have you seen the new Lion King?
Yeah, I have seen the new
I've seen all the new live action Disney things except Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella.
I didn't like the new... Have you seen Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, so the old one's so good.
It's so much better. There was... Some of my students were having a debate about this the other day. They were debating whether the new Beauty and the Beast was better or the old Beauty and the Beast was better, and I then chimed in because they were saying the wrong answer, so I don't know. I was like, yeah, no, the original is the better one. They're like, nah, ma'am, the better is the... I was like, no, you're incorrect. And they were like, oh, but is it Emma Watson? Yeah?
Yep.
They were like, Emma Watson's such a good singer. I was like, fuck off. I was like, it's just auto-tune. You can hear it straight away as soon as she starts singing. It's just auto-tune.
Tell you what the best Disney
the original
film is, though.
So much better.
Moana.
It's not the best one.
I haven't seen it.
Neither have you seen Moana.
Seen it.
Mate, you both have to see it. Like, I like Disney.
Have you seen Coco?
Nope.
No.
That's amazing as well. They're the two of the best ones. The thing is, I'm not a big fan of Disney music, really, that much. Obviously, I don't like music as much.
Good.
But genuinely, Moana has got the best Disney soundtrack.
The, what can I say except
That's Moana.
Yeah.
Moana and Coco are both very, very good films.
They're absolutely amazing. Genuinely. I love those films. And I'm not the biggest fan of animated Disney films.
Good.
I like them, but those
it's two good.
Are
like
so
Coco,
good.
I have seen way too many times now because I tend to show it when Halloween and the Day of the Dead is coming up because I show it to my Spanish students, like the younger ones. But like... I probably have seen it over 50 times at this point, and I still love that film.
Yeah, I really recommend both Moana and Coco. They're absolutely cracking. They're so, so good.
I have a film that I only saw last year, and I didn't like it. I feel like you're going to hate me.
What?
B-movie.
I haven't seen that.
The B-movie.
She keeps saying
it's such a great film.
It's funny.
Okay. Well.
It's
such a good film.
That's all I have to
say.
That's
another film that I've seen a lot.
That's the thing, because there were so many memes about it. And so when I was watching this film, I was like, I swear I've seen this, but it's not that. I just know all the memes.
See, I'm just going to say, I'm going to put it out there. I watched the B-movie before it became a Facebook thing.
Right.
Whoa.
So I'm actually the OG.
I can't believe that.
I remember buying it for like a fiver in HMV. Yeah.
You're the reason.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's the whole, do you like jazz? And it's like...
That's not even a meme bit. That's just like literally a single line. So I don't understand why that's become such a meme.
Yeah, but everything, that's how memes work.
A meme.
That's how memes work, isn't it? They're just the really random small things.
Videos.
Just Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well,
living on the memes, guys.
What will I do when I get there?
Did
I take that song?
It's a good old, no, it's more, Robbie. It's for the same song. From Robbie Williams.
He's getting too excited.
Robbie Williams.
So you say walk around a dog, so you say take that, and you go, like, what? Where?
No, it's Mark Owen.
You still seen the Overtones tonight?
Yes, we are. Overtones.
Because it starts at 9:30, isn't it?
Half nine, yeah, it's late.
To be honest, that's one of the contributing factors that we didn't come.
We looked at it, because
realistically, half nine for me, it's not going to finish until, what, 11?
Yeah.
At the earliest.
And then at the earliest, and then getting home would be midnight, and I wake up at 6.
Yeah, same. It definitely starts at half nine, yeah.
Yeah, because we looked online, and we were like, it's a bit pricey, but we can deal with that. But then we saw it was 9:30, and okay. Both things.
I've got work tomorrow. Gambling
man, the odds are stacked against me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Listen to this abuse, everyone. This is ASMR.
Is this good podcast etiquette?
No. People absolutely fucking hate
Is this good for you?
People despise.
I'm going to go behind the pop filter.
You're actually not even... The thing is, that's where the mic thing is. That is nothing. If you talk behind that...
Okay, well, I'll go in this little crevice here.
Do you know how close you are to that? That's awful. Maybe I'll change to my ringtone or something and just have you like breathing.
That's gonna be your that's gonna be your alarm in the morning. Marco, wake up! It's Marco, wake up!
See, the light on the microphone is going from green to red because you're talking too loud.
Mine didn't go to red.
You just have to use a louder noise.
What was that?
That was like all manly.
This should be in the podcast.
That was like the caveman. I was like a caveman, like,
me, Nick, man. Nick, me, man. I like meat.
I like Robbie Williams. Take that.
Me simple. I simple.
I burped. Thanks for that, Nick. I really appreciate that. Can't wait to listen to that later. Have you do that right in my ear? It's going to be the best. Can't wait. Well, yeah, as I said, I can continue asking you ghost questions, or I can just...
Yeah, ask me some more questions. Ask us some more questions.
Okay, what is the 87th digit of pi?
87th digit of pi? 7.
Okay, cool. Good, we got that across. Next one. So what's the capital of Kazakhstan?
Can I take this one?
Yep. I have to pass.
I'm surprised you didn't even get your phone up and even pretend like you could try and Google it.
Think about it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, with both your podcasts, did you start them both because of uni?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I've wanted to do a podcast for a long time. Anyway, and it's just and like, I had the idea for the best thing one, kind of back in like May time.
Yeah.
I've never been able to, convince someone to do it with me.
You never asked me, did you?
True, didn't.
Did you ever ask me?
No.
Right, I would have done it with
Unbelievable.
You.
Unbelievable.
Well, I know
so you
that
could
now.
Have started it months ago.
I could have.
Not as frequently, though.
Excuses.
Nick would have probably wanted it.
I can... You don't know my life.
I live with you. I literally...
You've lived with me since May.
I know many things of your life.
Yeah, well, you don't know this.
I know your middle name, so... You know, can't really beat that, can you?
What, the knowing someone's middle name?
Yeah.
Did you know that when we get married...
Yeah.
We'll have exactly the same initials.
Ooh.
We'll both be
MB.
MSB.
No way.
Both of us. MSB.
Oh, Megan Susan Gritty.
Well, yeah, but it'll be Megan Susan Burton.
Burton.
So, yeah.
Burton.
Michael Stephen Burton.
Hold on.
It's nice.
It's not really.
It's going to be
it?
Confusing.
I don't know.
Yeah, on our, like, on our mail.
Cabo, isn't it? Cabo. Cabai.
Cabo.
Cabai.
Cabo. That's my initials.
Oh.
Not my middle
name. Your middle name was Cabo. And I was like, what the fuck is Cabo?
Yeah, Kira Cabo Oaks.
Not my middle name.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, no, but I wanted to do a podcast for a long time. Last year I did a radio show.
Yeah.
For like university, like extracurricular.
Yeah.
And then kind of from there I've wanted to do podcasts, and like I listen to a lot of podcasts anyway.
Yeah.
But then like the issue I always had was that I felt like I was always just copying what I was listening to.
Yeah.
And so I kind of struggled to have an original idea.
Yeah.
And then I kind of thought, actually, there's nothing like, maybe there's lots of stuff like it, but then I kind of thought, there's nothing wrong with being second out the gate.
Well, it's like my show, isn't it? It's like, I'm not the first podcaster to have different guests each episode.
What? You're not the first one? Why am I even Herring.
So it's more like obviously your own spin on things. And
like, yeah, exactly. And like the chemistry of the hosts is a, I think, is a thing.
As people can tell, clearly you guys have none. So, you know,
I had to be
dead in the water tomorrow.
Well, I mean, this is why we had to bring a co-host on for your show, because... Megan Gritty, genuine chit-chat.
I have to get your business card.
Yeah. Genuine. Chit-chat.
Shit.
No, thank you. I didn't like that. Wasn't really a fan.
I don't know about you. Have you ever wanted to do podcasting or not? Was it just when I was like, do you want to do this?
Oh, I've gone through many crises in my life.
Yeah.
I think I want to do things.
Yeah.
For about a minute. Probably at some
point. It's a good promo for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably about three episodes out. That would be fucking done, won't we? What other stuff have you done?
What? Like?
Well, like, for example, with me, like, I did... I did a YouTube show for a bit, and then I did music videos. I made music videos for bands for a little while. And then, obviously, that was too much work, because working with video just makes everything such a massive ball ache for editing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I just kind of started doing podcasting, you know, about 2.5 years ago now. So, here I am.
When I was like a kid, I did YouTube, like a teenager.
Yeah, I was in college when I was 16.
Like, me and my friends had this crew. Used to, do you remember the Janoskians? Do you know who they are?
Janoskians?
Yeah, they were like Australian group on YouTube. They were like for tweens and teens. And we used to just copy what they did. Like their pranks.
But what was our pranks and stuff?
And like,
well, like drinking like challenges. A gallon of milk.
Yeah, and I hate milk, so I was sick. So that's exactly what we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a lot of people on YouTube used to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Dude, Where's My Challenge and things like that.
Yeah.
Drink milk, or that what they did on YouTube.
That's what it was.
Did you not know every single channel on YouTube has at least one drink milking?
Oh,
one milk drinking episode. Milk drink
challenge. You'll have to do that one.
The drink milking episode.
I drink light milk.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant. Well, so.
Oh, you guys are
joyous.
We're at impasse, aren't we? Well, I like milk. I will have lactose free milk, but you won't have any sort of milk, really. Will
I
you?
Have it in my tea.
Have it in tea.
Oat but... milk.
Oh, okay, I've seen
like
that.
Almond milk.
I have soy milk.
I don't like soy milk.
Soy is not good.
I've human milk.
Right, old soy boy.
Yeah, you are a soy boy.
So. Soy boy beta cuck.
What?
So it's always sunny in Philadelphia. A soy boy beta cuck.
I've seen bits of it. Cuck. That's someone who watches their wife have sex, a cuck.
He watches someone fuck your wife, yeah.
That's what a cuck is.
Someone being cuckolded is when it gets taken away from you.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Right. Yeah. So if your wife
gets taken away from
you. So yeah, if me and Megan living here, some bloke just kind of who knew her came in and basically just stole her from me. Not necessarily.
Well, actually, I think you'll find that me and Nick are married.
Yeah.
When we used to work together, students used to think that there were a couple of options.
Yeah. I used to work in the same school as well.
Yeah, we used to work in the same school.
Just wander into the school and be like, hi kids, I'm Nick.
So yeah, we used to work in the same school together. We're both teaching assistants. And then kids would either think that we were brother and sister because mm-hmm. we've both got curly hair,
mm-hmm.
or they would think that we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yep.
Normally,
why not both? One of them, Ekta, did. Didn't
she? Your brothers.
I wouldn't say her name.
One of them did. a girl.
Subtly edited that out.
Yeah, one girl thought that we were...
We were both, I think. She was very confused a lot of the time. Yeah. Yeah, edit her name.
What's
out,
her name
yeah.
again?
Yeah, what's her name? Can you have her name or address, Dave. Date of birth, you know, parents' name?
She once saw us in a car together as well.
Yeah. We need to run her over.
Yeah, we did nearly run her over. Yeah.
Because she saw you in a car, you didn't want everyone to see witness to your brother, but your brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh, there was another one. Oh, yeah, one of the year nines, the one that really likes the Titanic. Can you remember who that one is?
Can you tell me about
the one that used?
We're talking about different. Different
the one that used to march across the room with his like legs like this, and then there was the one that used to go, "All right, Miss Chu,"
oh, yeah,
and fist
yeah.
bump me.
What a legend!
Yeah, he thought that we were going out because
yeah.
I used to work in his English class, and he used to come over to me and be like, "Oh, I saw you with Mr. Massey," and I'm like, "Yeah," because we were doing lunch break together, and he was like, "Oh, yeah, you were talking," and I was like. Yeah.
Yeah, we're friends.
We're friends.
We know each other.
Like,
in
yeah,
real
but
life.
You're more than friends, aren't you? And I'm like, nope, we're friends. He used to come and hang out with us.
Yeah.
He used to, every single lunch
not
break.
Not in a weird way.
No, at work.
The fact they had to preface it saying not in a weird way makes it sound like a weird way.
No, I used to do paid lunchtime duties and yeah. Nick used to come and just hang out with me for them.
Yeah.
And then.
Unpaid.
This one, unpaid, yeah. And then this one.
Lunchtime duties?
A legend.
Yeah.
Mug.
Because it's an additional thing.
Okay.
Not all schools do it, but this one kid used to come over to us eating his like gammy little sandwich, and all of his sandwich was all around his mouth. And it was gross. It's like, all right,
sounds good.
All right, guys, yep. Please leave us alone now.
Yeah,
please go.
Good times.
That's gross.
I'm trying to think of his name.
Well, you shouldn't.
We're
say
not going to say his name.
Yeah, no. So I know the kid you mean. Now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
I can remember his first name, but I can't remember his second name at the moment. Why you can't?
You could edit it out, can't you?
Yeah.
I don't have to go through. I don't listen to every second of this. I generally just kind of skip through it.
Go into that.
Now.
I've written it down. I'm going to want to do it again, but I have to. I don't really want to have to re-listen to this, however long this ends up being, second by second to make sure.
Wow.
I just don't really.
So I just name all the kids I've ever worked with.
First name, surname, where they are.
I'll rank them from how much I hate them to least.
All their really personal matters I've seen on like
some of them
files and things.
Yeah.
A
lot of students used to think that Nick and I were together.
Yeah.
That's how students work, isn't it?
They just assume that if you're friends with someone that they're your boyfriend or girlfriend. Mm. It's ridiculous.
Does anyone think about that with you and Kerry at your school?
No. And no. Like, my year 11s know that we're really good friends.
They mention it, don't they? He's like, oh, you and Miss blah 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 go hang out together.
So you and Miss Holton hang out together at the weekends. She's like, oh, that's real cute. I'm like, is it? She's just my friend. She stayed around my house before.
We're just humans.
Yeah, they're weird. Kids are weird. They don't think teachers have like lives.
Mm.
They're surprised.
I'm so glad I don't work with kids.
Yeah, I mean, driving to Andover and back every day is a ball ache, but I am glad that I don't have to see children in Eastleigh, or in Southampton, I should say, because it's annoying when you bump into them because they just think it's funny.
Always. Yeah, happens to us all the time.
Yeah, like even when I go to Eastleigh now, I bump into kids that were at Crestwood when I was there. And I'm just like, oh.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Like, I'm so happy I don't live in the town of the school I work in anymore because I just can't. I just hate the idea of kids being like, oi, sir, what are you doing? I'm living my life.
What are you doing?
I remember
go to the shops, leave me alone.
I remember once I was with Mitchell, who is my friend, and we went into Eastleigh together, and these like kids saw us, and then I went into the work after the weekend, and they were like, I saw you in Eastleigh the other day, miss. And I was like, I know, we said hello.
Yeah.
We both
like, I saw you. And it's like, yeah, I know. And they're like, who are you with? And I was like, oh, my friend. He's like, yeah, your friend. And I'm like, yeah, my friend. And they're like, yeah, but is it your friend? And I'm like, yeah, I don't understand why you're trying to find out more information. If you're asking if he is my boyfriend, ask me. But he is my friend. Like, just my friend.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
You need to know that information. Well, no, it was Mitchell. I said that.
Yeah, but you said it really quick. And it sounded like my name.
Mitchell, Mike.
I suppose you call me Mike. I was thinking Michael.
Michael.
Yeah, meeting people. That old chestnut. How with your episodes and things with the new show to really back in? Where are you? Is it going to be released weekly or what's the sort of?
So the idea is that we're going to do four or five shows before Christmas, like weekly.
Yeah,
and then we're going to do some more in the new year as well. So we've recorded two yesterday, maybe three, I think.
How long were the episodes?
So they were coming out at about 15 minutes, which is a bit short, I think, but. It's just something.
Sometimes there's nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not me. If I was in an argumentative podcast, I'd be going on for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Mate, you do that even if it's not an argument, you go on for 3 hours.
Thanks, Megan. I love you too.
I do love you, but yeah, I tend to zone out sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, all the time. Daily, I zone out.
Weekly, hourly. Who are you? What? Well,
how did I even get here? Did you drug me? What?
Yeah, I didn't say that on the podcast. I'm drugging you. But no, it's. Every podcast, the good thing is about it is it's kind of your own thing. If certain episodes are like 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes long, doesn't matter. Like mine are generally just an hour because the format, I couldn't have like 15 minute conversations with people because you wouldn't get anywhere.
Right.
So it's, but there's other shows, like we like a show which is that Headley Knights gentleman that I spoke about earlier. His show, We Fix Space Junk, him and Beth Crane, they make it.
It is great.
It's an audio drama and it's a sci-fi sort of comedy-ish drama. It's amazing, but each episode's between like 10, 15 minutes long. So it's really, if you're driving somewhere, it's really, really easy just to pop on an episode.
Right.
But obviously you get Joe Rogan's podcasts and their conversations, but they're like up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the format. As I know certain people have got conversational podcasts which are only about half an hour long, really. Yeah. So it's just whatever makes
it work. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of the good thing about it. It doesn't have to be a set length, does it? It can just be however long it is.
And then, well, yeah, because I mean, you might end up having like a proper discussion about something that ends up being funny and lasts longer, whereas you don't really want to drag it out just for the sake of dragging it out. Then it's just not going to be interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. But it depends what we'll see you end up bringing up as well. You can have us as guest stars, me and Megan. And
then it is like, we were going to start it as just the two of us, but then we were going to, if we continued it in the new year, have people on it.
Yeah.
Because it would be, I think it would work quite well.
I do.
With other people on it.
Yeah, yeah, it would be. Because it's like a, it's kind of like on my show, obviously it's basically, I have a different person every week and talk about something involving them. But when I have ones with like my mates, like I'm having my mate Reese on at some point in the few weeks, I don't write anything down for like anything. I just go and we just chat about nonsense for like 2 hours.
And that's what we did when we did our podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had a couple of notes of like, we went for a trip to Italy. We spoke about Wicket, our tortoise, a little bit.
The greatest girl in the world.
Coffees, our trip to Italy, and then you teaching. And that was just the random base on. We spoke for like 2 hours and then we could have gone on more because there were other stuff we didn't, like with teaching, we spoke about some of your experiences teaching.
Yeah, with teaching, it was more just touching upon like what happens at work. It wasn't specifically about the teaching as a profession per se.
Yeah, it wasn't like, what do you do generally? How do you get into it? It wasn't any of these things. It was just generally talking about your work. So,
how did you get into teaching, Megan?
How did I get into teaching? I got bullied into it.
Oh, did you?
By students.
No, it wasn't by students.
I know that. I was joking.
I got bullied into it because I actually distinctly remember being on a free period. So it's when I was a teaching assistant. I was on a free period and I was in the staff room just like not really doing anything. I think I was texting. And then somebody came over to me and was like, oh, the head teacher wants you to go to our office. I was like, oh, crap, I'm going to get into trouble. Like, I was like, they've caught me. Shut up. I was like, they've just caught me like not doing anything in this free period. And I went in there and I was a teaching assistant at my old secondary school. So I knew a lot of the members of staff anyway. But like I went into the room. So there was my old head teacher, who is the current head teacher, an old English teacher of mine, and my old French teacher. And they all basically were like, we think you'd make a good teacher. We want you to do the program. Do it.
Wow.
And that's how I got into teaching.
Oh, right.
I had no intention of becoming a teacher ever.
Right.
And they basically were like, do the course. You get a qualification. And then if you want to go back to it, it's always something you can go back to. If not, you've got a qualification that you can then put to something else. And I was like, okay. Because I didn't really know what I was going to do. So I just did that. And then
pretty reasonable bullies, aren't they? You know, most bullies just beat the shit out of you. These guys have your career choices.
But yeah, so that's how it happened. And as it turns out, I really enjoy it. So, I mean, that would have been 2016.
Yes.
That they said that. So, yeah.
Wow.
Whereas me, no one asked me to be an insurance broker. Yeah, I'd ask them if I could be one. So that's my exciting. That's my job thing.
I mean, I never thought I'd be a teaching assistant, but I really enjoy it.
Is that
it's good fun?
Being a teaching assistant is really fun, though. That is something I do miss because you get to know the kids on a whole different level. Yeah.
I wouldn't say like friendships, but you're much friendlier.
You have a better relationship than with it. Yeah, it's better.
Also
rapport.
Authoritarian.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to know more about them as like individuals rather than as a group class. Like,
yeah,
that
exactly.
is something I do really, really miss.
Yeah, and where I'm kind of closer to them in age a lot of the time, I can act like a kid and they find that quite funny. And then they, you know, it's just
respond.
Fun. They respond to that.
Yeah, because you're in your early 20s, aren't you? Yeah.
Correct, 21.
So, there you go. So any people who are older than like 40 have just now switched off because they think young people got nothing valuable to say.
My students like old have asked me if I'm over 40, so...
But we like old things. We like Take That and Robbie Williams. Rick Astley.
You like Take That and Robbie Williams?
Did you not know?
I don't think I've ever heard it yet.
So what songs have they got? I haven't really...
Well.
I don't really know.
This is where he just spills off their entire repertoire.
I don't really know any. Is there something about DJ? Something
rock
about,
DJ, Robbie Williams. Yeah,
something about Angels or something.
Angels, you know, by Robbie Williams. Yeah.
Not that many songs though, as he hasn't got that many out. It's not that famous.
Nah.
It's quite small.
Underground.
Yeah, he plays like the Joiners, a little pub.
The Joiners.
Can you imagine Robbie Williams playing the Joiners? Just tiny little
band. What? Who would get what?
That was the noise.
Shut up. Were you in the band in...
Take That.
No.
I'd love to be.
So Nick and I used to be in a steel band, which is what the band is. Yep. Were you in the band when we played at the... Was it the Talking Heads?
No.
You weren't? Okay.
No, I wasn't, no. Talking Heads you left pretty much as I joined, really.
How did we become friends?
Because you came to my... I didn't really know you.
Oh, yeah. I kind of invited myself.
to my 18th birthday party. And then, obviously, like, the following January, I started working at the school with you. And then we kind of just became friends.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah, good times.
Wow. Did you know the first time that Nick and I met, I don't remember meeting him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell the story? Because yeah. It was you.
Yeah, yeah. So I would have been year 7 or 8, so like 11 or 12.
So I...
2009, 2010.
2009. Okay, yeah. So I'd have been either year 10 or 11 then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to cycle to school, and I was cycling home from school, and I cycled through this like big... There's loads of flies, basically. And I cycled through it, and I got stung in the bee.
I got stung in the bee.
In the bee.
Got stung in the ear by a bee, like on my right on the earlobe. And I was like, oh, it's only like 5 minutes. I'm gonna cycle home and get my mum can sort it out and it'll be fine. But it hurt so much, I had to stop cycling because like the wind was brushing past it and it was really painful. So I just was like walking, like visibly crying. I was like, and Megan just walked past me. I was like, "Are you all right?" And I was like, "Yeah." That's how we met.
I was really nice.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
Well, this is weirdo on a bike crying with a giant sore up ear. I wouldn't stop and talk to him. I'd run.
Yeah. It's like an 11-year-old, year 7, crying.
Well, I'd push him off the bike, nick it, and run.
Yeah. And then 7 years later. Best friends,
boyfriend and girlfriend, brother and sister.
Married.
Married with 6 kids. One of them is.
And 2 of the brothers and sisters in that relationship. Yeah, also together as well. Pass it on.
Great. Yeah, I didn't. When I left Steel Band, it kind of blurs for me. I don't really remember who was in it and who wasn't.
Is that because of the whole rock and roll lifestyle and you turned to drugs?
Yeah.
And you just became like, you're too famous.
That's
to
the gigging
deal.
Lifestyle. That's what it does to you.
Yeah, that's what the gigging does. Yeah, because I remember Aiden and Cameron being there because obviously they took over the pans when I left.
Yep.
But everybody else, it kind of just blurs. I don't really remember becoming friends with people.
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand that.
It's a weird thing, though, when you become friends with someone, because if you're acquainted with them, like when you work with people, it's like, how long after... Is that you kind of said to me with Kerry, like, I made you friend at work, but I don't know if it counts as a friend, because we just kind of get on and we chat a little bit. When does it become a friend?
I told Kerry that and she laughed. She was like, you're so lame. I was like, yeah, I was saying to Mike that I made a friend at work. She was like, Jesus Christ.
You know.
Right. It is difficult.
Well, it's weird, because obviously when you're kids, like really young, it's basically you just walk up to someone and say, will you be my friend? And that's the answer. It's quite easy.
Yeah.
But then it's when you get older, especially like the dating thing, because obviously as you guys will know, it's
bloody
like,
hate dating.
You know, when you start dating someone, it's like, and if things are going really, really well, one of you is normally, or both of you, thinking the same thing of just like, okay, when, how long do I have to start calling them my girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yeah, because it's not like you just go, will you be my boyfriend?
Yeah, you don't do that when you're over, like, we had to kind of do that.
Is that what you guys did?
No, but it is.
Well, sort of.
People don't generally do. We kind of.
I mean, our situation was kind of different because I met Mike, and then 3 weeks later, I went to America for a month.
Yeah.
So like, we were still talking to each other whilst I was in America, and then I ended up just calling him, referring to him as my boyfriend, because it was easier than people, than me going to people. Seeing someone, but we haven't been seeing each other that long, so I don't really know what, I was just like, he's just my boyfriend, because it was easier.
Yeah.
And then I remember speaking to him on the phone, and I was like, I've been referring to you as my boyfriend, I hope that's okay. And he was like, I've been doing the same thing, but obviously for girlfriend.
I was calling him my boyfriend.
Megan's just hanging out with my boyfriends, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did kind of, we had that discussion, but it is obviously,
well, yeah, we did have it, yeah.
Even as an adult, there's not necessarily the clear black and white, you know, you are my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend. It's more just, I think now the term is almost just, are we now a thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, if you're not a thing, but you're sleeping together, then you are still kind of a thing, but not that kind of thing. It's, you know what I mean? It's like, it's all weird hyperbole within like reading between the lines and things of, strangeness.
Did you hear that as well?
Hyperbole. What?
Is that the wrong word?
No.
You were like, so, all that weird.
You're right there, Nick.
It sounded like you said there's all that weird stuff with the rape.
That's what it sounded like.
With the rape.
What? With the rape. That's when you said like reading between the lines, it sounded like you said rape.
Jesus. Okay. If anyone heard that, if anyone heard me say it's about the rape, that is not. No. Reading,
what did you say?
Reading between the lines.
Reading between the lines sounded like all
that. No.
You said something and then it sounded like.
So it sounded like you were going to say it and then.
Right. Okay. Well, I wasn't going to say rape.
No, I know that, but it sounded like.
It's good that we cleared up because I don't value relationships on how much raping there is.
I kind of, any raping,
it's a bad relationship.
I kind of zoned out because you said hyperbole and I thought it was always pronounced hyperbole.
Yeah.
You thought hyperbole was pronounced hyperbole?
I never know if it's
hyperbole.
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 Wait, it's not hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
It's not hyperbole.
Oh, well, that's incorrect. I have been shown up today.
Wow.
Yeah, you have.
I'll see myself out.
Please do show yourself out.
Of my house.
Of our flat.
Who's the lieutenant?
Me.
No, it's not. It's me.
On all the letters, my name is always first, and they always contact me first.
Because they're sexist.
Be that as it may, I'm the lieutenant. They are, actually. It's quite
funny.
Who
set up the joint account? I did.
Megan did. Megan did most of the work, and yeah, I still get contacted all the time because they think I did all the work because I'm man, because of the picture.
Yeah.
I booked the tickets for tonight, so.
Well.
Tickets were my name.
Yeah.
Bring
my name,
one,
bitch.
Yeah.
Are they sold out? Also, maybe no people. Idea. I wonder if any of the people going there are going to be like super, super old.
Oh yeah, almost definitely. Yeah.
They're going to be the youngest people there. Yeah. Seeing the Overtones.
It's the Overtones at the Concord. Yeah.
Well, the Overtones are super
old.
Will
be the youngest people there.
Old person band.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Listen to their music.
They're like a Frankie Valli tribute band, essentially.
Yeah, aren't they?
It's not really like youngsters nowadays are listening to Frankie Valli.
No,
they should do because Frankie Valli's bloody cracking.
Freaks.
I downloaded Frankie Valli's like complete collection, like. 2 or 3 years ago, just the whole thing, and I was like, holy shit, I didn't realise they made so many songs that have been covered like 100 times.
To be fair, I don't really like Frankie Valli's voice.
It's a bit weird.
He's got like they've got good songs, but I don't like the way that they sing their songs.
I'd say the greatest hits
is wrong.
The album I listened to, like the greatest hits album of theirs, I only liked about half of it is good. The other half of it I thought was but then the stuff that was good, only about 10% of that I loved. But the songs I love, I think, are some of the best. Yeah. Obviously, Begging, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, The Night.
Begging you. But you never done a baby.
You don't know the words that well, do you?
That is literally what Nick does to every single song.
Yeah.
And he does it to the point he did it, and he did it in front of Davith. And then Davith now looks at me and it'll be silent. He'll look at me and be like, returning to me. Returning to me. And I'm like, no!
Yep.
Incredible.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the influence I have.
Old people music. Yeah. So what other old music do you guys listen to?
Rick Astley. Went to see him.
I didn't even know he had more than one song.
He's amazing. He's so good.
He's really good. He's got two newer albums in the last... technically. Well, Best of Me.
Do you know that he didn't make any money from the whole Rickrolling thing?
He made
12p, I think, or something stupid. Because it was before YouTube kind of sorted out the whole licensing thing.
Yeah.
And so he didn't get any money for any of the views. It was just...
It's tragic.
Yeah.
He would have made so much money if that had actually worked.
Never have to work again. Probably doesn't anyway, to be fair.
But. Well, he probably does. That's why you saw him on tour, because he's run out of money.
Yeah, maybe.
That's probably...
He's really good.
That's why he didn't make albums in between the time period of his last album and the two new ones, because he had money, and now he doesn't have money. So now...
No, but you should. 50 and Beautiful Life.
So good.
Beautiful Life especially.
And everyone laughs at us.
Yeah. Everyone laughs because we like Rick Astley. And take that. Robbie Williams.
Mainly Rick Astley. Is what I get abused for.
Yeah.
But I see.
It's really good.
It's good. Download The Best of Me. It's a best hits album. Best old album.
I'm probably not going to. I'm not going to lie.
Maybe.
Fine. I don't even like Not Gonna
you
Give You Up.
You are so close-minded. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
There's way better songs than
that. Yeah, he's got better songs.
He's got way better songs.
I would hope so.
Together Forever.
Yeah.
It's the same song.
Beautiful.
Just the same, just different words.
Yeah, basically.
Together forever and ever.
Never gonna give you up. Same song.
Touché. I don't think I like any old embarrassing music.
Some. You don't like any embarrassing music?
It's subjective.
I don't think any music is embarrassing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed by the fact that I like my music.
You shouldn't be embarrassed by any music you like. It's like, I say, like, guilty pleasures. Like, there shouldn't really be guilty pleasures because it's just if you like whatever, you like whatever. It's also you don't choose what you like either. That's a big thing. Like, you guys don't actually choose to like Take That. You choose to spend time listening to Take That and choose to go to their concerts. But obviously, when you just hear something and your brain decides for you, do you like to play
the soundtrack? I'll remember that next time you try and show me some music that I don't like, Mike.
Actually, here's the reason why. And slightly, it does. It is that way. But the thing is there has to be the level of if you go into something thinking you're going to hate it, you are going to hate it. Unless it's some, it's completely opposite to the way you think it is. It is. It's that negative mindset. So it's what I say to Megan is it's mainly like metal music and heavy stuff. You know, no one likes music with shouting in from the get go. No one. What happens is you like music with a little bit of it in and you don't like that part of the song, but you like that song enough you basically become okay with that. And over years and years and years of that basically amount getting more and more and more, not for everyone obviously, but generally people in the alternative scene who like heavy music. I wasn't like 10 years old, picked up a fucking Cannibal Corpse album and listened to it and was like, oh, this is amazing. It took me about 6 years going from hearing Slipknot for the first time to actually saying that I like heavy metal and things.
Yeah.
It's like a 6 year period of liking the Rasmus and Muse and Evanescence and then liking a couple of heavier songs by Slipknot. Muse are cracking.
Muse are amazing.
I had a similar experience with a song called Underground Machine by Take That.
Did you? Really?
Yeah. It's a really good song, but like, there's like three lines in the chorus and I just hate them. But I can appreciate the rest of the song for the beauty that it is.
No, exactly. So is that sort of idea?
Oh, yeah.
And so with Megan, it was more so I've said to her, and I believe this of most people, is that most people have the capacity to like heavy music.
Yeah.
I think most people, if you even mention it to them, don't even want to try.
I mean, I am getting better. There are some songs that I don't turn off now. So there's Bullet for my Valentine.
Yeah, Tears Don't
Fall. I won't turn that song off.
There's a couple of Slipknot songs. There's a couple
smashing
of
smashing it.
No, but I sing. Oh, I mean, like they kind of just noise. Some of the when there's the yelly bits, I don't really sing because I can't sing to it. But there are some songs. It's just I just don't like it. I used to
love all that shit. As a teen,
a lot of people liked it when they were 14-year-old.
There's some songs.
I think everyone went through that phase.
Yeah, like, there's some artists I literally can't listen to. Like, what is it? System of a Down.
Yeah, but you don't.
I can't listen to System of a Down because I cannot stand Serj Tankian's voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as I hear it, it's like you know when grating. You're like, it's, yeah, you walk through the street and then you hear someone say your name and you're like,
sorry.
What are you doing?
The fact that you don't know the words to that song really upset me.
There aren't any words. Who wanted it?
Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? You wanted to.
Well,
the scars fade away to the shake up.
System of a Down.
Chop Suey.
Chop Suey.
Yeah. It's their most famous.
I mean, that's a banger.
Yeah, I just can't stand his voice. It's just
That's obviously my whole thing with you. What I was saying is, if you don't like a band because of the way they sound, that is different to not liking a band because of their genre. And that's all I was trying to say. If you don't like System because you hate his voice, that's fine because he is very. And if you don't
so
like that,
annoying.
If you don't like Serj doing that, then that's fair. You know what I mean?
I cannot stand it.
Dear, oh dear. Yeah.
But you know, it's one of those things with music. It's a weird one where you do have to kind of. You call it what's weird is growers, you know, when you listen to a song.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of the time when you've got an artist that you love. Yeah, okay. Ignoring the obvious funny thing here about things growing.
I'll have an intelligent conversation.
I made the face to say I didn't like it, and then I saw Kira look at me, and we were both like, nah, didn't like it.
Whatever. But those sort of songs where it's like, you know, normally when there's a band that you already like, they release an album after not releasing anything for ages, and then you listen to it and go, this isn't what I like. And then you listen to it a few more times because you kind of want to. And then eventually one or two songs kind of get through. And once you like two or three songs from that album, the rest of the album normally follows suit.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
We had that experience of Wonderland by Take That.
Well, I did.
Take That.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
I had that experience of Wonderland.
Yeah, I
didn't like it when it came out.
It,
and then I listened to it
I'm a
more.
Real fan.
And then I liked it.
You're fake.
There's a thing. Yeah, I've had that before. I've had it with artists before where I like something comes out and I hate it and then I go back to it like a couple of years later and I absolutely end up loving
that's
it.
That's how I feel about the new Taylor Swift album. But like her album, the two songs that she released as singles are the shittest ones that I've heard.
Was it Lover and Me or whatever? Was it Me, the one with Brendan Urie?
Yes.
Where spelling is fun.
Yeah, where she randomly just goes, spelling is fun. Yeah. I'm like, why is that a necessary lyric? Like, why? Yeah.
If anyone knows the song, they'll know what you're talking about. If anyone doesn't know the song,
fun.
Yeah. It's one of those things though with me and music though, is like I want to clarify to listeners and to you guys getting Megan into metal music. I like relatively every genre, and it's very few songs I really hate.
Yeah, same.
So a lot of the time, like, our playlist has got, we've got, there's loads of Ed Sheeran in there now. There's loads of...
Only because you put it in there recently.
Taylor Swift in there. Yeah, but I don't...
Before Nick says that all I listen to is Ed Sheeran. No. 1 year Nick bought me an Ed Sheeran calendar for Christmas.
Amazing.
So she doesn't do. What else was I meant to get?
Like, but it was every single time Nick came in my car, Ed Sheeran just happened to be playing.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. Mm.
And then even when I put the radio on, Ed Sheeran would somehow come onto the radio when Nick was in my car. Somehow. So it made it magically seem like somehow all I listened to was Ed Sheeran. Right.
There's that one time Love My Life by Robbie Williams came on, and that was the best day of my life.
It was the best day of your life.
Best day of my life so far.
We have karaoke sessions in the car.
Well, what we were saying is we were talking about it earlier, weren't we? We could play Lips.
We could play Lips.
We have the karaoke game, basically, and it's got loads of cheesy songs that I probably only like about 5 songs per game, but we got them for like £1 each.
Both the food.
I love it. Cheese
and
is my
the music.
Cheese is a versatile word, and I love all its meanings.
What about when it describes genitals?
Oh, no.
You lowered the tone way too far. I went for feet.
Feet are still pretty gross, though.
Yeah, it's not as bad as testicles.
I just said genitals. Oh. So any genitalia that's cheesy is probably not great. Women to be more creepy.
I didn't think about it before I said
it. Oh, Michael.
I didn't hear what you just said, but I don't think I want to.
Yeah, don't repeat it. That was rancid.
I won't repeat. Disgusting. I won't repeat, you know, creamy cheese vagina. So
Michael.
I won't say that again. That's just not appropriate. Nice bit of filling your Delphi.
Right, as co...
Co-host,
thank you. Assistant to the regional manager. As assistant to the regional manager, I would just like to apologise on Michael's behalf, and I will let you all know that he's fired from this job, and it is just going to be me as a host.
You're going to do all the podcast work stuff, still under the same banner.
No,
even I have
I'm
the
not.
Intellectual property to it, so you're going to do all the work.
Oh,
Universal Music.
That's awesome. Do all that.
I'm just going to hire someone to do it for me.
You're going to hire someone?
Yeah.
With what money? Do you think this show makes money?
Such a niche reference.
I'm going to hire it with my own money. I actually care about this project, and I'm going to put money into it.
How dare you? I put money into it. What do you guys say, the reference I missed?
I said, all right, Universal Music, calm down. You said I own the intellectual property.
Because we were talking earlier about...
Yeah.
I see. I get that. I didn't hear you say it because Megan would be very loud.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I know. It's not great co-host attitude.
Bloody one to talk, aren't you, Michael?
I do talk quite a lot. That's why I have a podcast. All right, we're getting to the bedrock here now, so I'm going to stop this before we take that anymore.
I'm going to make your bedrock. What's that song? What is that song?
Bedrock.
I can make your bedrock.
Yeah. Call me Mr. Flintstone. Lil
Wayne.
Bedrock.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
That was a banger of a song.
That's a Bluetooth song.
That
is with the Bluetooth phones. Yeah. That or infrared.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you on infrared.
God, kids will never know that. You just send something to someone on Facebook Messenger.
Oh, my God. Do you have bedrock on your phone? Because you send it to me at Bluetooth. Break time. Yeah, sure thing.
Yeah.
What's your Bluetooth?
Super times.
They were the good times. But yeah, we'll wrap up. So repeat what the name of your shows are. I'll include in the show notes when it's, because they'll be released like next week, which will be already out by the time this episode airs.
Okay, so one of my shows is an identity crisis podcast called Who Do I Think I Am?
And it's one episode.
That's all it is at the moment.
Yep.
And then the other one is called This Is The Best Thing, where I have an argument with Kira.
Yeah.
Tell her why she's wrong about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Obviously,
we've women are always right, so...
Wow.
Exactly.
We've also already established that you don't like Love Actually, so how...
Your opinions are invalid now.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully... released every Friday, and then the other one will be released next Thursday.
I see. Cool. And then in the new year, you'll be able to have more on, have us as co-hosts. And
exactly.
Share, you can create a promo.
Co-hosts.
Guests.
You can, you
know, co-hosts. Guests.
You want to go on to Nick's show and become a co-host?
No, I don't want to do that. Sorry, it's because you've been saying co-host so many times, Megan.
That's because I am the co-host.
No, you're not.
I'm the real host.
You're the real host. I'm the co-host now.
I'm the brain.
I am captain now.
I didn't get that reference.
I've not seen the film.
What is it?
Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
I get that reference. That itself is a reference to Captain America or the Avengers or something.
What reference?
Saying I get that reference.
I think saying I get that reference is so ambiguous it can kind of...
I intended it as a reference to the Avengers.
You should have said I member and then that would have been a reference to South Park.
I haven't seen South Park.
We have.
I've started watching it, but I'm on like the first season.
You'd start on the first season? Are you making him start on the first season?
I didn't, mate. He just was like...
No, it's just, I wouldn't, it's just do
that,
what
mate.
You do.
Yeah, but not on South Park, mate.
I've seen random episodes of South Park. I've gone everywhere.
The first four seasons of South Park, I say about half of them are just complete write-offs. because half of it is awful.
Funny.
I love South Park. I've got every single season of South Park.
You sounded so upset.
Where is it?
They're funny.
I've got every single season of South Park on DVD. So I absolutely adore South Park.
Oh, not every single series, because the
new series is out. So apart from that, I've got all that you can get of South Park out on home release. So I absolutely adore South Park. I watch it all the time. It's just the early seasons are nowhere near as good, in my opinion.
Sounds like I'm a bigger fan then, because I like the early seasons. So
I don't think that's how it works, mate.
I'm going to tell Trey Park.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
There you go. Mate, oh my God, yes.
You're pretty close.
I got it right.
You said Trey Park.
Yeah, Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
And Matt, so you have to seem to
don't worry, together. It's close enough. If it were my show, I would let you have it.
Thank you.
And that's why your show is feeble and weak and mine's proper established.
Well, actually, it doesn't really matter what Mike thinks because I'm the real the host, so.
Yeah.
We're all good.
It's going nowhere fast, so I'm going to end it. So, it's a pleasure to have you guys on. Having
Thank
a
very
nice
much.
Casual chat and a laugh, and I'll be sure to include links to your show and all that sort of Tip-top. Usual tomfoolery, and I'll be sure to bleep out all the or edit out all the children's names that you said for safeguarding issues.
And GDPR.
Appreciated.
Yeah.
So that's all good. But yeah, anyway, guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much
Thank
for having
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Arrest him.
And that's the end of the podcast. Thanks as always for tuning in, guys. As I record this, it is 1 a.m. On the Sunday that this episode will be coming out. It's only a few days away from Christmas, and I will not be releasing another episode until January. It will be the first Sunday of January. I was going to release part one of my chat with Janine Mercer, but I'm actually going to put that the week after. I had my mate Alex round, who's been on a few podcasts, mainly the ones where I talk about movies, and we are doing a movie roundup thing. We recorded it earlier today, so that'll be out the first weekend. That's going to be a special. It's basically just, it's me, Megan and Alex talking about movies and stuff. We talk about like movies of the year, kind of that's the starting point. We talk about Disney movies, childhood movies, and lots of other things. So it's a very movie-centric podcast to sort of kickstart January. And because of the drought, I thought, well, it's nice to release the whole episode in one go. I think it's like an hour and 50 minutes or something. So quite a long one. But yeah, that's really it, I think, for the time being. If you guys haven't seen, there's the Star Wars collaboration for the sort of Journey to the Rise of Skywalker that I did with the guys in Comics and Motion, VHS Strikes Back, and 20th Century Geek. Obviously, I did the Star Wars episode 2 releases ago, but it was the episode before this actual episode because it's number 76 part 2 and it was 75 part 1 and 2. It was the Star Wars collaboration with those guys, and I was on their shows as well. We did a prequel trilogy review, a original trilogy review, a and obviously the sequel trilogy review is here, and we did an in-depth look at just A New Hope on the VHS and Comics and Motion podcast. The prequel and original trilogy looks are from the 20th Century Geek podcast. So we're planning on doing a Rise of Skywalker review as well earlier in the year. I could talk about that because the guys are all up for it and things, and I've done it with them before, so that's not a problem. And yeah, I saw Rise of Skywalker the other day. I won't spoil it at all, I promise. I won't spoil it in any social media or anything like that. If you check of mine, I even put a little review up of what I thought of it. I didn't spoil it at all, but I feel like it wasn't as good as the other two in my opinion, but I really like Last Jedi and Force Awakens. So I don't know, I'm seeing it again on Friday with a couple of other friends, consult with Megan on Thursday, so I'm gonna give it another watch because it's, you know, better to watch it a bit more, because I've seen all the other films so many times that it's kind of, for me personally, to get like a good view of it, I need to watch it at least sort of 2-3 times to get like a proper sort of stance on it compared to the other films at least. But anyway, enough of me talking about Star Wars and rambling on. I hope all you guys have a great Christmas. I'll probably be posting a little bit on social media, and I will be posting this for a little while, like this part 2 thing, the standard snippets and things. But obviously, if you're listening to this, then it won't really matter in that regard. I normally post things on my Instagram of my tortoise. I do it as my story. It's genuine underscore chit chat. Do it as my story. We've got a tortoise called Wicket, and she's only 6 months old, so she's like the size of like a baby's fist. So I don't know. It's not very large at all. So she's cute. I have videos of her occasionally. And also I do movie reviews, always spoiler free. And I do snippets of new episodes, and I do random photos of myself, sometimes things I'm eating, general Instagrammy stuff. But if you're interested, follow me there. Twitter, I do snippets of new episodes coming out, and also generally retweeting of other people's stuff and the occasional mini movie review and things. And then there's also on Facebook, which has movie reviews and the snippets, but not as much as Instagram. Instagram's the main one that I use. If you feel like it deserves it, do the reviews and whatnot. That's really, I think, all I'm going to say for now, because it's very late in the morning. I want to get this done because tomorrow me and Megan are having our own little Christmas together. We did it last year because obviously on Christmas Day you see a lot of family, things like that. So we're just having a Christmas, just eating loads of food, having some drinks and just watching a couple of Christmas movies, I think. So it's going to be lush. So I'm trying to get my podcasting done now before I go to sleep. I mean, Megan's asleep right now. It's part of the reason we're talking in a little bit more of a hushed tone, and also the croaky voice doesn't really help that. So yeah, I'm going to try and get this done and edited and then scheduled so it can come out quick. It can come out at the right time on Sunday. And then, yeah, I imagine I won't be on social media quite as much, but there'll probably be a couple of posts maybe. We shall see. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas anyway, and I'll be back in the new year with that movie roundup thing I spoke about. Go check out the guys in Comics and Motion, VHS Strikes Back, and 20th Century Geek. And have a Merry Christmas and a great new year, guys. We'll speak to you in 2020.